Are you content? Look, I know that's a fully loaded question, but still, it's a good question for us to ask ourselves, and I want to dig deeper into it. What does it mean to be content? Being content can mean you are in a peaceful, happy state of mind. For example, if I'm on a beach somewhere without a care in the world, toes in the sand, soaking up some sunshine, listening to the waves, I'm 100% in a peaceful, happy state of mind. Content, settled, breathing in deep. Being content also means being satisfied or a state of satisfaction. Let's take food for example. My husband loves fajitas and salsa. When we were early married, we lived in Houston, Texas, and we discovered one of our all-time favorite Tex-Mex restaurants, Papacito's. It is to this day an experience we cherish. And when we fill our bellies full of chips, salsa, and fajitas, we are oh so satisfied and completely content. But those examples of vacation and good eating may be too easy. Let's take it deeper. What about being content with where you are in life? Being content with your work situation? Fully satisfied and happy in your current situation, your marriage, your finances, plans, health, how you're leading and loving your family? If you're like me, I start getting a little anxious with some of those. It gets easy to think, wow, I need to do more. I need to be more. I need to make more. I need to achieve more. I am not enough. This is not enough. My marriage is not enough. This situation is not where I wanted to be. And the downward, deceptive, freak-out spiral begins. Stop going down that spiral. Look to truth. What does the Bible say? Philippians 4, 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Paul is letting us in on the secret of how to be content in life. Just like so many of us, he's walked through seasons of struggle and need, and also walked through seasons of plenty and blessing. He's been hungry, he's been full. His words remind me a bit of wedding vows. In sickness and in health, rich or poor, I still do. It's unconditional surrender to something greater than myself. My contentment and satisfaction in this life should never be dependent on my circumstance. My surrender to Christ compels me to choose joy, to be who God has called me to be, in and out of every season, and rest in that place, even if it doesn't look like I thought it would look. It's okay. God is in control of my life. His timing for everything in my life is perfect. The world will beat us down and tempt us with every reason why we should be dissatisfied in life. When God is gently speaking these truths to our heart, who I am is enough. What I have is enough. Where I am in this season is enough. It's being fully satisfied and full of peace and joy with who God has created me to be, and resting in the loving grace and provision of my Heavenly Father in any season or situation. That's the truth. Choose joy. Be who God has called you to be, and rest your heart in that peaceful place of contentment. It's oh so satisfying. I'm Lori Klein.